May the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Brief text upon which we'll base our meditation this morning comes from Mark chapter 1, beginning with verse 21, as follows. Then they went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. So far the Holy Word. In the name of Jesus Christ, to whom one day, perhaps one day very soon, every knee shall bow, fellow students of the Word. On this occasion, Jesus was in his adopted hometown of Capernaum on the northwest shore of the Sea of Galilee. It was the Sabbath day, so he was found where every child of God should be found, in God's house, the local synagogue. As was customary for visiting preachers and teachers, he was invited to speak. The people in the synagogue no doubt expected him to. But what came next was very unexpected. When they heard his sermon, they were astonished at his teaching. Why? Because he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. That word astonished, by the way, is something of an understatement. In the original Greek, the word really means to be struck with amazement as with a blow. Stunned might be a better word. Have you ever seen someone who was so stunned by something that happened to them that it looked like someone had hit them with a 2x4? That was the reaction the people in the synagogue had. They could hardly believe their ears. They were amazed and quite confused. But amid the confusion, there was one thing that was completely clear. This person had spoken to them with a great authority. It was totally unlike the teaching they were used to, the teaching of the scribes. The scribes focused on the minutiae of Jewish law and tradition, how many steps you could take on the Sabbath day, the exact minute on which the Sabbath day began, how far up your forearms you had to wash before dinner, how much of your garden herbs should be donated to the church. Jesus' words were different. They were clearly not the words of a mere man, but the words of God. There was no comparison. Jesus demonstrated his ultimate authority by preaching the authoritative word of God. It's still true today. All the other teaching in the entire world contrasts with the authority of God's word, because Christ's teaching is our ultimate authority. The Lord's word in the Holy Scriptures is inspired and inerrant. It contains no mistakes, no myths or errors. Scripture is an absolutely reliable source of truth upon which we can confidently base our beliefs, our teachings, really our entire lives. It is our ultimate authority. What's kind of sad? There are even Christians who sometimes act like it isn't the ultimate authority. They're willing to take the word of scientists who tell them that the world we see around us was gradually evolved over the course of billions of years, even though the Bible tells us clearly that God made it in 6 natural days. They're willing to accept the word of shallow evangelists who preach the social gospel or the prosperity gospel or really just about any old kind of gospel except the true gospel of salvation through faith in Christ. Or perhaps, worst of all, people are willing to accept the authority of themselves, their own opinions, their own thoughts, their own conclusions, and give more authority to that than they do to God's word. Beloved, these things ought not so to be. And they will not be. Because in the end, it really doesn't matter what people do or think, because in the end, nothing can stand in opposition to the ultimate authority of Christ and his word. Naval historian Frank Cook tells how, as a young midshipman, he was serving on the bridge of a United States battleship in maneuvers off of New England The night was dark, the weather was foggy. Suddenly, the watch reported a light approaching very quickly off the starboard bow, apparently headed straight for them. The captain immediately had his signaler send this message: "We are on a collision course. Please alter your course 20 degrees." The message flashed back: "Unable to comply. Please alter your course 20 degrees." Annoyed, the captain sent the same message again and again received the same reply. Finally, enraged, he sent the message: "Alter your course immediately. This is a battleship of the United States Navy." The message came back: "Unable to comply. This is a lighthouse." Needless to say, it was the battleship that altered course. You know, God's Word is a lot like that lighthouse. Yes, of course, it's illuminating. It lightens the path that we walk to heaven. But in another way, it is also immovable. God's Word will never move, and it will never change. Everything else in our lives, everything else in the world, really, has to give way to the eternal authority of God's Word. As Isaiah says, "The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever." The world around us can oppose and ridicule and belittle that word, and we who believe it, as much as they want. That doesn't really change anything. Because eventually they'll have to learn the truth, that when you set yourself on a collision course with the authority of God's word, it is not the word that will end up shipwrecked. It's you. Jesus says the same in John chapter 12. "He who rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judges him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day." Jesus' word is our final authority. So try not to be impressed by the other authorities of this world. Come back to the ultimate authority of your Savior's word. Come and sit at the feet of Jesus, as Mary did, as the people in that synagogue did that day, as you do when you come here to worship in chapel, as you do when you sit at the feet of your godly instructors in class. You will be astonished at what you hear. Listen to the good news that despite all your sins and flaws and failures, nevertheless, the Lord has made a way for you to escape that coming cosmic collision of Judgment Day. "Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Bring your sins to Jesus. Repent of them. And hear him in his gentlest tones, nevertheless in his authoritative word, pronounce your total and unconditional pardon. In Christ we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. It's not always easy to submit to authority. Some say it's hardest for young people, though I wonder if that's true. One thing I do know, and with this I think you'll agree, our Savior's word is one authority, the ultimate authority to which we can all gladly and gratefully submit. Amen. We pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for rescuing us from the dread judgment that is to come upon the world. Grant that we may always revere your word as the ultimate authority in our lives. Amen. Hymn 512, stanzas 1, 6, and 7. Thank you.